You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
A group of bills designed to protect the LGBTQ community in Wisconsin is before the legislature. Lisa Hale reports.
The Legislative LGBTQ Plus Caucus introduced the 2025 Equality Agenda Bill package in Madison Thursday. The package includes four bills that provide equity and protections for LGBTQ Plus community in Wisconsin and two joint resolutions that designate June 2025 as Pride Month and remove marriage restrictions from Wisconsin's Constitution. One bill would remove gay and trans panic defense from Wisconsin courts. Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon.
Claiming that somebody panicked because another person was gay or trans, that just, it treats our community as inherently dangerous, which is profoundly discriminatory, and it's baseless.
The Legislative LGBTQ Plus Caucus's goal is to draft and advance legislation that addresses the unique barriers that the community continues to confront on a daily basis.
More changes from the Trump administration could put more international students' futures in jeopardy. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin communities with fewer than 7,500 people can hand count ballots under a decision by the State Elections Commission this week. However, under the Wisconsin Elections Commission decision, those communities and all other Wisconsin towns, villages, and cities must still comply with federal law and provide at least one electronic voting machine at a polling location to accommodate voters with disabilities. The commission's decision Tuesday came in reaction to a complaint against the northwestern Wisconsin town of Thorn Apple, population about 700, over its decision to hand count ballots in the April 2024 presidential primary or the August state primary. The commission voted 5-1 to dismiss the complaint. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson hinted that he may not run for another term when his current term ends in 2028. In an interview with The Hill on Tuesday, Senator Johnson referred to himself as just a guy from Oshkosh trying to save this country. Senator Johnson narrowly retained his seat in the 2022 election, edging out Mandela Barnes. President Donald Trump is the only Republican to win on a statewide ballot since then. Senator Johnson is currently pushing back against the budget bill passed in the House, saying it doesn't reduce spending enough. Following the annual spring hearings hosted by the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and Department of Natural Resources, officials say there is a great deal of support for starting the trout fishing season earlier. Over 9,000 residents provided input on 43 proposed changes to fish and wildlife management in the state during the spring hearings. Among the potential changes was a proposal to move the start of trout season from early May to the first Saturday in April. The goal would be to give anglers more opportunities to get out on the water. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roost over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. A Milwaukee advocacy group is slamming Homeland Security after it was revealed an undocumented immigrant accused of threatening the president was not responsible for writing the letter involved. Federal officials initially claimed that ICE officers had arrested Ramon Morales Reyes after he allegedly wrote the threatening letter. However, it's reported investigators found Morales Reyes was actually the victim of a crime, with the threatening note written by someone else in an apparent attempt to have him deported before he could testify in court. Forward Latino says it is inconceivable that the feds could get it so wrong. Morales Reyes is still accused of entering the U.S. illegally at least 9 times and has a record including felony hit and run and disorderly conduct with a domestic abuse enhancer. Morales Reyes remains in custody in Dodge County. If you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there's a reason Door County is such a popular destination. She says it's packed with culinary and cultural surprises and is an easy way to spend a weekend. Sayers says a trip to the Wisconsin Dells is just as fun, with unique shopping and dining and access to all those fantastic water parks. You can find out more, including planning a trip online, at travelwisconsin.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the State Park System's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to supporting the State Park System. They can be purchased from state parks, forest, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On to Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers at Great American Ballpark tonight to open a 3-game set against the Cincinnati Reds, the crew coming off a 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday to complete the sweep, but they lost designated hitter Christian Yelich, hit by a pitch from the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the first inning.
Yeah, he got me pretty good. I hit the knob a little bit, just crushed the bottom of my hand also, so it is what it is. That stuff happens, but swelled up and made it tough to grip the bat. And, you know, it's your bottom hand, so you don't have that. It's not strong enough, so made it tough, but yeah, I assume, hopefully.
X-rays after the game were negative. In golf, Maya Stark of Sweden, the winner of the women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. She says she reached out to her coach at the start of the week for some last-minute pointers.
Before this week, I was worried that I wasn't really going to play decent golf for a while because it felt like it was so far away. So this just feels huge, and I'm so happy. You know, I had my coach here this week, and I texted him a couple of things, and I said, what do I do if my putting feels like this? And he just nailed the advice this week.
That's golfer Maya Stark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Major Margaret Houlihan, also known as actress Loretta Swit, has passed away. Swift played the character, also known as Hot Lips, for the entire 11-year run of MASH. According to Deadline, she was nominated for an Emmy Award every year and won twice in 1980 and 1982. Swit passed away at her New York home from natural causes last Friday at the age of 87. Hot Lips and Frank, together again. More troubling news regarding Kevin Costner's too-long-to-say movie title and ridiculously long movie, also known as Horizon, An American Saga, Parts 1 and 2. Good grief. Last week, Costner was accused by a stunt person of sexual harassment, and now the production is being accused of not paying its costume fees. The United Costume Corporation is seeking $350,000 for unpaid fees, according to Variety. Just a word to the wise, to the Yellowstone star, those costumes may come in handy if creditors come knocking. Hey-ho, jazz fans! It's summer, and there's nothing better than outdoor jazz in the summertime in Wisconsin. So if you're in the Madison area, check out the Madison Jazz Festival from June 5th through the 15th. This year's attractions include Emma Day Huff, the Edwin Doherty Five-Tet, the Emmy Castro Peruvian Jazz Quintet, the Sweet Tooth Jazz Band, and check out Jazz Sunday at the UW-Madison Memorial Union. Aw, yeah. And if you're up in Northeast Wisconsin, check out Sundrop Days. Shauna was known for its delicious Sundrop Manufacturing and Distribution Center. The annual festival is held the first week of June every year and kicks off this coming Friday. There's stuff for kids, crafts, live music, and of course, some dynamite soda. That's right, folks. Finally, there is a festival centered around a delicious soft drink, especially the real sugar version in a glass bottle, baby. If you're looking for some good tough guy TV and like mobsters, here's one of Pete's picks. Definitely check out Mobland. I reported a few weeks ago that I enjoyed the first episode, but the Guy Ritchie episodic on Paramount Plus is really well done, and the plot escalates every week. The show stars Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren, who I am actually scared of. New episodes of Mobland drop every Sunday on Paramount Plus. Well, it's finally happened, fellas. The dream is real. Now you can smell like Sydney Sweeney. That's right, the star of Euphoria and Anyone But You has partnered with a soap company to incorporate her bathwater into the bar of soap for your, washing pleasure. I don't mean to sound like a cynic, but I don't think guys are buying that soap so they can smell like Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. I think they are buying it to, well, tune into Nightlight tonight and find out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More of that smoky haze in the sky today, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures dropping into the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain. Highs tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.